Likach loichitim. You tell him, go buy me some wheat.
And Rashi says the case is lamach tzitzchar. Now, as you made him a business deal, you told him, listen, go buy me some wheat, and we'll sell it, and the profit will divide in half. And my mistake there, the shliach went and bought barley, or else the opposite way. So you told, you gave the shliach money to go buy barley and go do business with it, and we'll split the profit. And instead he went and bought wheat. So it's a machlokes. Tanya chodah, one braisi we learned, in pichsu, pichsu loy. He should know in pichsu that if it makes a loss, he doesn't do good on the sale, so then the shliach loses out. V'im haysiru haysiru loy, if he does good on the deal, then he gains on the deal, it's all his gain. That's what one price says. The shliach, either it's his gain or else it's his loss. V'ton yechoda, and another price learns, im pichsu pichsu loy, if he made a bad deal, if he loses out, so the loss is to the shliach. The shliach has to give the money back to the mishalach, and the loss goes to the shliach. And the Rashi says here the svar is, because he has a right to say, the lav lav osi shadrei, I didn't send you to do bad for me. Now, but v'im haysiru, haysiru liyemtsa. But in the case, let's say he does a good deal here, he does a good business deal, then the halacha is, v'im haysiru, haysiru liyemtsa, that they divide the profit. So even though he bought the wrong stuff, but still it says they divide the profit. So what do we do with this machlokes here, the stira? So I'm Rabbi Yechonin. Rabbi Yechonin answers and says, Lakasha, I tell you, poshid, ho Rabbi Meir, vo Rabbi Yehuda. Hey, so Rabbi Meir, the first brisa goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita, Tiyoma that says, Shinu Kaina. Whenever the shliach does different than what the Balabas told him, so it's called a shinus like it's his. So therefore, since he was supposed to buy wheat and instead he bought barley, we consider the barley his barley. Therefore, whatever he gains is his gain. If it's a loss, he just has to pay back the owner the money that the owner gave him. And the second braisa that says, "Bm tzatayo vor Reb Yehuda." This goes according to Reb Yehuda. The yoma that Reb Yehuda shiter is shinu ain a kaina. That Reb Yehuda holds no, shinu is not kaina. Therefore, what you bought now still belongs to the owner, like your shutfis. And therefore, since you're shutif with the owner, the shliach, therefore, if the price goes up, if you make a gain, it says that im hoisiru hoisiru liyemtza. So that's why there's no stira. And this the Gemara asks, maskiv lo Reb Elazar, Reb Elazar asks the kasha back. Mimai, who told you? Dilma may be ad kam loy kam Rabbi Meir ele bimidi dechazi le legufei. When does Rabbi Meir say a svara? Like something that I need for myself. Like where I give my wool to the dyer. And I tell the dyer, dye it black, because I want to have a black sweater. And he takes my wool and he makes it red. There Rabbi Meir holds a svar, it's called a shinui, because I don't want a red one, I want a black one. So therefore, since you're Mishani, you did different from Das Balabayas, that's called a shinui, that the dyer is kaina, it belongs to him, and he has to only pay back the Demet Zemer. Aval is chayra, but here we're talking about where you gave the shliach money to buy wheat, not because you want to eat the wheat, but you want to do business with the wheat. You gave him money, like Rashi said, lamach tzitzchah, to do business here. So maybe lo yoma, maybe there Rabbi Meir never said that even though you bought the wrong merchandise, but still lamaisi you're doing business with it, and if you did good business, so still the owner should want to get half profit. So we're still back to the stira. How come one brisa says that the shliach keeps it all, and one brisa says that's lamachza? A churit should not be told lamachlekes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore the Gemara says, Elo Amar Rabbi Loza, I'll tell you, Ho V'ho Rabbi Meir. Both prices really go according to Rabbi Meir. For like Asha, Kan Li'achila, Kan L'schar, and Echnami. When you buy something L'achila, you want to eat it, then it's a Shinui, then Taki Yekon, if you made a Shinui, and therefore the whole thing belongs to the person that bought it. But Kan L'schar, our case here, which says L'machto, where you divide the profit in half. Alright, turn over. When you divide it in half, here the pshat is because it's not called the shinui, therefore there's shutfis, therefore the prophet goes lamachta. And this goes even according to Rabbi Meir, who just answered.
Yes, so the kids of both prices go according to Rabbi Meir. And when is it a shinui? Only when it's for his own use. But it's l'schara for business, then the balabos adarabba. If he got me better business, he's only more happy about it. Machlo Marava, and actually, so they start to laugh about this. Machlo Marava, the Rabbi Yechon Ali with the Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yechon, the way he said according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'chimi hoidiyo lebal chitim, sheyiknoi chitim lebal moyes. Like who?
So in other words, in Eretz Yisrael, they like laughing at Rabbi Yechon's pshat. Again, Rabbi Yechon's pshat was that Lekashi said before in the Stira that Hor Rabbi Meir, Hor Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, he holds even l'schoira, even though when you make a shliach to buy something for business, and he buys the wrong thing, it's called a shinui. It's called he did different, and therefore he's not really considered your shliach. Therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, the shliach is kona, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the shliach is not kona. Therefore, it still goes back to the owner. But l'maisa, it's called a shinui, the shliach is not doing a shlichus. So the kasher is, if the shliach is not doing a shlichus, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, why do we say that the schar is b'emtza? Why do we say when the shliach buys this wheat and he makes profit, it goes halfway, they split the profit? When the shliach bought the wheat off the seller like sold it to the shliach. He did not sell it to the original owner. And the shliach is not a shliach according to Rabbi Yochanan, because there's a shinu involved. So if there's a shinu, so the one that's selling it now only sold it to the shliach, so the original owner should not receive any profit at all. So how come according to Rabbi Yehuda, we say machzah, we say b'emtza, we say you divide it. The original owner should never have a share in it at all. That's the question.
Rabbi Meir, now it's called enough of a shinu, you're not a shliach. But our koponim, the owner gets it. How does he get it? Nesemores kasha maskav lorav Shmuel bar Sartia. Iochi is so afilu chitim v'chitim namiloi. Even when I tell you to buy me chitim, should also be the kasha. Also, who told you? Like when a shliach goes and buys something, does the one that's selling it now have to know who the buyer is? Amar Rabavua. No, there's a big difference. Shani chitim v'chitim tishluchasayu koyovit. There, it's much different. If I made you a shliach to buy me wheat, and you bought me wheat, even though the person that's selling the wheat doesn't know who I am, but so what? You're my shliach. When you're doing my shliach, like shlucha shlavim kemaisai, then it's good. Then the shliach is buying it for me. That's good. So when your shliach is doing what he's supposed to do, tishlichu sekovit, v'chi bal habayis dami, then the shliach is like the balabos. So it's considered like the owner of the chitim is giving it to the balabos. But our kasha here is when the shliach is doing different. He's not buying the wheat. He's buying the barley. He's doing something else. He says, so how does the original owner get it back? And this teda, I bring you proof. That's now we learned like this. Echod ha-maktish nechosov. Somebody that's maktish his property. Makes it hegdish. V'echod ha-marech esatzmoy. Somebody that wants to be maktish in the value of himself to hegdish. A person has value. How much you're worth? You want to give the money, the value to hegdish. So ein loy bix. You can't take away your wife's clothing. We can't take away your children's clothing. And not anything you dyed for them. And not new sandals you bought for them. Something you bought for your wife, that your wife is not yours. If you want to be makdish, your property is under hate. You can be makdish, what belongs to you. But what belongs to your wife, and if you just bought a new shoes, it's your wife's shoes, it's not your shoes like, so therefore you can't be makdish it. And the question is, V'yamai, why? Leima, why don't we say Hachinam here also? Mihoi diyo letzeva, sheiknei tzivu liishtoi. Le'lamashu, you paid the daya. You're buying these things now. How is your wife kainer it? Like, you go to the store to buy a dress for your wife, and the dressmaker gives you the dress, the chur, it's your dress. How does it get to your wife? You paid for it, now it's yours. So how does it become hers? Elo, what do you have to say? Lav mishum, the Arminan. Tishlechus the kovid. The pshat is that if you're buying a dress for your wife, like, so you're like a shliach for your wife. Ukiyadish to dummy. Therefore, when the dressmaker gives you the dress, it's like giving it to your wife. So that's the way your wife is kinder it. Therefore, it's not called yours. And when you're makdish, your property, these clothing does not become hegdish. And so, hachinam here also. Shlechusayo kovid. Ukiyad balabayis dummy. Teravada, when I tell you to buy me wheat. And you go and do what you're supposed to, you buy me the wheat. So when the person gives you the wheat, even though I'm not there, the shliach is taking the wheat. But since the shliach is doing a shlichus, it's like he's taking it for the balabos. So when the shliach accepts it, his kabbalah is like the balabos accepted it. It's kiyad balabai is done. Omer Rababa. So Amar Abba Loi. Call her Matish Nechosa Vein Dait. I'll tell you a different story here. It's much different here. You know why here the Hegdish is not chal upon the wife's clothing? Not because you're a shliach, but rather here the svar is that call her Matish Nechosa. If a man wants to be Matish's property, the svar is Ein Dait Yaksus Ishto Yabonov. He doesn't have das to be Matish his wife's clothing and his son's clothing. So even though maybe they still belong to him, like Kozeman, you picked it up from the store and you didn't give it to your wife yet, maybe really it's yours. Maybe it's not your wife's yet. But the reason why Hegdish is not Chal, because you didn't have das to be Matishit. So you have no right to say Shtuchusay of it. Maskiv lo Reb Zeira, v'chidaita shalodim al tefillin. Does a person have das to be Matish his own tefillin? Utanan, we learn like this. Ha-Matish nechosov is somebody's Matish's property, malin lo tefillin. We even have to be Matish the property, we have to see, Shomin Rashi, we have to value how much the tefillin is worth. It's worth $500. You have to give now $500 to Hegdish. So you see, when a person is Makdish's property, he even means to be Makdish's tefillin. So even though you don't think about it, but anything that belongs to you is in this nether that you have to give the value to Hegdish.
Isn't there a difference between Karka and Tefillin?
Anything you own. If the guy said this, the guy saying, anything I own, I'm be Makdish. So what you mean to say is the value of it I want to give to Hegdish. So even though you don't go to think everything separately, you don't really think about your tefillin, but since you own the tefillin, you be maktishit. So that's the kashir also. Even though this dress now, even though maybe you don't think about be maktish your wife's dress, but if you're the one that picked it up from the store and your wife is not koina, it belongs to you, so when you say you be maktish your clothing, it should be chal also. So Marin says, No, it's not a kasha. Daita shlodim al tefillin enechnami. A person thinks about that. Tefillin, you think about to be maktish, but about your wife's clothing, what's for your wife and for your kids, that you don't want to be maktish. Now, hamaktish nechosov, why? Sove mitzvah kavdinan. V'yein daita shlodim al ksus ishto yobonov mishumeva. That would have, nurse, by in that shlodim al tefillin al tefillin hamaktish chosiv sabah mitzvah kavidnum v'in that shlodim al ksus ishto yabonim mishumeva. Like he thinks he's doing a mitzvah, so anything that's with mitzvah he also wants to be maktish or tefillin he thinks about, but his wife's clothing that he wouldn't want to start up with, that he knows if he's going to be maktish his wife's clothing he'll get in trouble, she'll be angry at him. So therefore that's not in the person's mind, that he doesn't think about to be maktish. So again, there's no proof about shlichus. Maskel Rav Ashi, v'loy chay v'erchin shonu kam, don't chay v'erchin. Hutanan chay v'erchin, m'mashkin noisan. We take a mashkin away from them. Ay v'chidai t'shlodim alatzma l'mashkunai. When a person's like makdish the money, does he mean to give a mashkin away? Elomer Rav Abba, kol ha-makdish nechosov nasik mish yikna loik sus ishto yabonov mikoro. Henechnami. You see again, anything is chal hegdishon, not what you think. If so, how come this clothing is of your wife then? It's not chal hegdish. Not because you're a shliach, because nasa kimi shikna like sus ishtu yabon of mikoro. It's as if that since you knew what you're doing now, that you plan to be makdish your property, so you think about it. That any clothing that you plan to give over to your wife, before you makdish it, you mean right away to be makdish it to your wife first, and therefore the hegdish is not chal. So nechanami, could be again, we have no proof that also shlichusa, and here the svar, the hegdish is not chal upon your wife's clothing, because the person beferish is makna the clothing away before he's makdish it. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding off kuf beis and mebeis, you're the bottom of Gemara, by the big lines. Ton rabbonin, halakeach soda b'shem chaveroi. If somebody buys the field in the name of his friend, so we don't force him to sell it to you. We'll soon see what that means. But if we make a condition that he has to sell it to you, then we force him to sell it to you. So Mar says, my comma, what are we talking about here? So Mar Rav Sheish is Hochi comma. This is what the Brisa means to say. Reuven is buying a field off Shimon, and really Reuven wants the field for himself. Just he's afraid people may take it away, so he tells Shimon, when you sell me this field, sell it in the name of Resh Kalusa. Like Resh Kalusa, everybody's afraid, nobody will start up Resh Kalusa. So the Kitzur, Reuven is buying a field off Shimon, and he's telling Shimon, when you write the shtar out to Resh Kalusa. So in such a case, en kaifen oisoi, Resh Kalusa limchor.
we don't force now the Reish Kalusa to write you over a second shtar saying, like they sold the property to you, Reuven. That's what the writer says. If Reuven wants to take this gamble, and when Reuven buys the field off Shimon, he tells Shimon, write out the shtar mechira to the name of Reish Kalusa, okay, he'll do it. So, but it's under Reish Kalusa's name. Really, Reuven owns it. Just if Reuven can't force Reish Kalusa to write him a shtar saying that Reish Kalusa sold it now to Reuven. But if Reuven, the first person that buys it, makes a condition, v'yamomar almenas, if when he first buys it off Shimon, he makes this tanai, then koifin es Reish Kalusa limcher. Then we could force Reish Kalusa to write up a shtar mechira as if to say Reish Kalusa is selling this property to Reuven. That's what we could do. That's what the Brisa says. We'll soon explain it. Oh, mama, what did we just say? Halakeh yach sodeh b'shem Reish Kalusa. If Reuven goes to buy a field off Shimon, and he's afraid to have then the field written off in his own name, because maybe some people come and take it away, so he tells Shimon, write out the shtar to Reish Kalusa. Is ein koifen oisoi Reish Kalusa limchor. We don't force Reish Kalusa to write you back a shtar, saying like now, you own it. Michlal, but our koponim is a proof, it's a raya, Michlal is a proof from here, the mikna konyule, that our koponim Reuven really owns the field. In other words, Reuven paid money for this field. He gave money to Shimon to sell him the field. And really, Reuven owns the field. It's only a question, whose name is written on the deed, on the shtar? That right now, Shimon wrote down the name of Reish Kalusa, so it's written on the Reish Kalusa. The question, could Reuven force Reish Kalusa to write him another shtar or not? That's the shiloh. But our co-opponent of Mishmashma, Reuven owns the field, not Reish Kalusa. The question is why? If so, lema, let's say, pliga, the B'nai Marova. This price, Lukhrag, is on what we had the svar before from B'nai Marova. The Yamra that they said a svar before, v'chimi haidiyoi, lebal chitin, sheikna chitin lebal habayis. Before we had a svar of you send a shliach to buy you some chitin, and by mistake he buys you barley, so the person that sells the barley doesn't know who he's selling it to, so the original owner never receives it. Because the original owner wasn't there. Only the shliach was there. And in a case when the shliach made a shinui, changed around so he's not a real shliach, so they hold that the original balabas is not koina. Because the one that's selling does not know who he's selling it to. So why don't we say the same story here also? That the Shimon is selling the field to Reish Kalusa, not to Reuven. So how come here it says that Reuven owns the field? Tomorrow says no. This here wouldn't be a kasha. I tell you, there's a big difference here. Here we're talking about that Reuven is around. Reuven speaks clearly to Shimon, to the one that's selling the field, and telling Shimon clearly, and in front of the Edom also, that really I'm giving you the $10,000 for the property, and really I'm going to be the owner of the property. The only thing, I don't want the shtar to be written out to my name, because I'm afraid maybe some people will come and take it away. I owe other people money, maybe they'll come and take it away from me. So I want you to write the shtar in the name of Reish Kalusa. But it's known clearly in front of Edom, and in front of Shimon that's selling the property, that Reuven is the one that's buying the field. Here there's no problem for Chimi Hoidiyo. Here everybody knows that it's Reuven's field. So only a question, does Reish Kalusa have to write over a shtar back to Reuven or not? So Mara says, if so, Elaim is safe. What does the safer say? Almanas, if when Reuven buys it off Shimon, he makes a condition, then Koifenoisoi Reish Kalusa Limchor. Then we force Reish Kalusa to write up a second shtar Mechira as if the Reish Kalusa is now selling it to this Reuven. So question am I? How could Reuven's condition with Shimon force Reish Kalusa to make another shtar? V'leima Reish Kalusa, let Reish Kalusa, this third party, say, Lo yikaraichu binan, I don't want you to give me covered light, don't give me no yoker respect, V'lo yizilusaichu binan, and don't give me embarrassment. In other words, don't ask me to write you a shtar. It looks like I'm selling property. It doesn't look nice for a rich guy like Reish Kalusa to sell property. Rich guys only buy property. They don't sell. So it doesn't look nice for him to sell the property. So don't do me no toivis. So how could we force Reish Kalusa to write a shtar mechir as if Reish Kalusa is selling us property to Reuven? How could that tonight that Reuven makes with Shimon, the one that's selling him the property, force Reish Kalusa to write a shtar? So therefore, Elohim Rabbi Yabai says, Pshan the price is like this. Hochikon, again. If Reuven goes and buys the field of Shimon, and really Reuven is going to be the owner, just he's afraid to have the deed in his own name, so he puts the deed under Reish Kalusa's name.